Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They ask me how I knew my true love was true.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. That's Tony Williams, the lilting voice of the Platters, bringing us back. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with our good friend Tim Berry. We're talking about angel investing and crowdfunding, those two things, the old school, the new school, coming together, and whether there's going to be any disruption. One of the things I want to talk about, Tim, in this segment is turning it around and talking to business owners about what's expected of them in terms of being the recipient of this crowdfunding and recognizing that they might not want this. They may think, wow, that sounds great. You know, I can just sort of open the door up and ask for money and it'll come running in. Well, even if it does come running in, always remember that you could look back on that day and say, man, I sure wish I hadn't done that. What do you think, Tim?
Absolutely. And furthermore, you know, we were talking in the break, I do think I have to go back and say definitely that crowdfunding, if it's regulated wrong, very much threatens to disrupt some elements of angel investment. Of course it does, because if you need, say, $300,000 to get your business going, on the one hand, you get it from angel investors, and you have to explain everything to them, and they look at everything in detail. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, with crowdfunding, if you have the right internet page and the right slick selling thing, you can get your $300,000 from 3,000 people for $100 each and not have to explain, not have to prove, not have to have your tires kicked.
But so, you're still bringing in 300 minority shareholders who you and I both know, if it's a private company, don't have much status. They can't require return of capital, they can't require dividends to be paid, but they can sue you as a minority shareholder.
There's a lot of ways it could go wrong. I think it starts with the probability that investments will be made glibly, without a lot of study, without understanding what the risks really are, which can then create a lot of resentments. And by the way, yes, absolutely, what you're saying is a very real threat to have lots of unhappy people have tiny pieces of your company is a nightmare.
Yeah. That's the reason why I'm really skeptical. I believe that crowdfunding will be good for some companies. It'll fit the profile of some companies perfectly, and it'll be good for them. Is this going to be an across-the-board panacea to help small business owners get funding? No, I don't believe that's going to happen.
Well, Jim, what would you say if I said there's probably going to be some very well-publicized, very notorious disasters crowdfunding, where a lot of people lose their money?
No question about that. And the only good thing about that is typically, if it is crowdfunding, you don't have that much money. And, you know, you got $100, $200, $500, whatever. It's not like it's going to take you down. So that's the good news. But no, you're exactly right. And I'm going to say this again. I've said it before. My biggest concern about crowdfunding is when small business owners think it's going to save their bacon. And number one, you might not get the funding that you think you're going to get. Number two, if you get it, you may rue the day that you did. And I don't like being negative about this, Tim, but I know what goes into having a bunch of investors in an organization, and it can be a nightmare. And especially if you don't convert that investment, if you aren't very judicious with the stewardship of that investment, and it doesn't perform.
Well, how about one good note, Jim, I just saw recently? David Rose, the head of the New York Angel Group, who is also the founder of Gust.com, where several hundred thousand angel investors are grouped to sort of look at investments, has recently suggested that because of this new law, it might be easier for legitimate angel investors to get together and do this more traditional
now
style
that's,
angel
now
investing.
That's an interesting offshoot of this whole thing, isn't it?
That would I be, think that's a nice that note, so it might actually make it easier for the process without the worries as a result of the new law.
TimBerry.com, right, Tim?
Yes.
And also bplans.com. Go check out what the business plans look like that Tim's organization has put together there. Hey, Tim, thanks for being here. Good job, as always. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen. We won't do without him. We always get smarter when Tim joins us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.